It is my great pleasure and honor to be with you here this morning. I am the Reverend Canon Gwen Lynch, and I haven't been here before, so this might be the first time you've heard my shtick, unless you've heard me elsewhere, because you think to yourself, Reverend Canon, what a fancy title. I am the canon to the ordinary. And then you think to yourself, what in the heck does that mean? So, the ordinary is the bishop. The ordinary is the bishop, and the canon is her assistant. So I am the bishop's assistant, but there's no fun in that, right? So I have this fancy title, and I work with congregations and clergy on transitions and congregational development, et cetera, and then other tasks, which fill up a lot of hours. My favorite part of what I do is visiting congregations around the diocese. So I am someplace different every weekend, which means every weekend, because you all do it differently, I do something wrong. So pay attention, careful eyes, see if you can figure out what it is I do wrong this week. It'll all be okay, though. The season between Easter and the day of Pentecost, today, my favorite part about it is that we finally get to hear from the book of Acts, because otherwise you never hear from the book of Acts. And it is this wonderful story of the early church. And this morning's passage from Acts is really that moment when the Holy Spirit comes and the church actually gets started. And you will hear some people say that the day of Pentecost is the church's birthday, etc. Maybe there's a birthday cake back there. It's when the disciples finally get that shot in the arm and they get up and get going. And I imagine the moment, the morning, as they're, you know, being accused of drunkenness, et cetera, et cetera. But of course, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning, so they couldn't possibly be drunk. And it had to have seemed like pandemonium. Voices coming from every direction, speaking all of these different languages. Utter pandemonium. How many in the room speak a foreign language? Anybody speak something obscure? What is it?
Indonesian.
That's relatively obscure. I mean, there's millions and millions of people who speak it. But I speak Danish. It is I won't say useless because that would be harsh, but no one else in the world speaks Danish. There's 5 million Danes. Between Sweden and Norway, there's another 10 million people. So I never, ever hear it. And when I do, my ears immediately prick up. What is that? And I start to sidle over to see if I can eavesdrop in on their conversation and maybe say hi or something. And so in the midst of this pandemonium, picture if you were one of those people from that list of countries that Mike read very expertly. It would seem like pandemonium until you heard your language being spoken. And you would do the same thing. You would turn your head, and you would start to listen, and you would start to head over in that direction, because you could hear the good news of God in Christ. You could hear about God's acts of mighty power. What a moment that had to have been. Now, the interesting thing is, I looked it up because I'm a language nerd. All of those languages that we heard about this morning, they're all gone. I mean, Latin, but nobody speaks Latin. No one, of course, spoke Danish. They didn't speak Indonesian. Parthian is extinct. Phrygian was absorbed into Greek. Elamite disappeared. Language keeps changing. Language keeps changing, but the good news of God in Christ persists. The good news of God in Christ shared through the coming of the Holy Spirit that day of the Pentecost and every day and throughout the world, that good news persists. And so the challenge becomes, how do we continue to share that good news in languages that people actually speak? And not necessarily just in what we would call a foreign language that people speak, but in new ways. What is that new way to speak that engages the world around us? That is what we as followers of Jesus are called to do, to get out of our comfortable homes and churches and go out into the world, and through the gift of the Spirit, we will be given the words to say. None of the disciples spoke those languages. As they point out, they're all Galileans. Most of them are fishermen. They're not off learning foreign languages. And yet, they were gifted with those words that day. So often, we are so fearful of saying anything, right? As the presiding bishop calls us, we are God's shy Christians. You know, Episcopalians who we don't want. We've seen people be beaten over the head by others with, you know, you've got to believe or you'll die. And we don't want to do that. And so instead, we're just sort of like, well, St. Francis said that we could, you know, preach the gospel at all times and if necessary, use words. And I don't think it's necessary. Well, you know I'm telling the truth here. You know I am. Because we're so afraid we're going to say the wrong thing. Somehow, those disciples that morning were able to know the words that they had to speak. They had not planned it. They had not written them out in advance. They had not practiced with one another. All of which are good things. They came to it cold. They didn't know what was going to happen that morning. They were still inside before that Holy Spirit poured out upon them. And they got up and they got going and they had the words to say and they had the language to do it. It's a miracle. And I am willing to guess, willing to say that when we find ourselves outside of our comfort zones, outside of those people who already know the good news of God in Christ, that we can trust that we will also have the right language. Now, probably we are not going to suddenly be able to speak Spanish or, you know, some other language or Indonesian or Danish for that matter. But for those people who we can speak to, we will be able to have the words because the Holy Spirit is going to give them to us. And for those people who speak languages that we really cannot speak, at that point, our actions can be the good news of God in Christ. So this gift of the Holy Spirit, this sharing the love of Christ with a world that is in desperate need of it, is about connection and community and conversation. The Holy Spirit is here among us this morning and every morning. We've already been given that gift. And so, let us take that gift, give thanks for it. Drink in that new wine. Be drunk with the Spirit. Head out into the world and trust that we too, just like Peter and the disciples, will be given the words to say when we need to say them in the languages that people need to hear them. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.